Delaware cannabis advocates and members of the newly legal recreational industry were understandably wary when the former head of the state police and prisons system was named marijuana commissioner. WHYY's Chris Barish reports Rob Koop has overcome their trepidation.
Back in the mid-1980s, when Rob Koop was a rookie Delaware state trooper on patrol, he put handcuffs on plenty of drivers who carried weed in their car. Now he's setting up the state's new regulated marijuana market, creating regulations, and preparing to accept applications for the 125 licenses that will be awarded to growers, manufacturers, testers, and retailers.
Quite a drastic change from being a young trooper making those marijuana arrests to now. Life has evolved a lot on so many levels.
Zoe Patchell of the Delaware Cannabis Advocacy Network was apprehensive when Koop was appointed last year.
We definitely had concerns with law enforcement leading the charge on implementation, especially given the history of cannabis prohibition in Delaware.
But Patchell's view of the former top cop as weed czar has also evolved.
The commissioner has certainly been open and willing to discuss the concerns that consumers have had and is now willing to make adjustments to different regulations to account for those concerns.
She's pleased that Koop moved off his proposal to have dispensaries only offer prepackaged buds. After she urged him to offer deli-style shopping, where buyers can smell and inspect buds in sealed jars, he agreed to let retailers seek a variance to do so. Industry lawyer Peter Murphy credits Koop for demonstrating flexibility.
Just because somebody's a law enforcement officer doesn't mean they think a certain way. He's really demonstrated that with his leadership so far. He's been progressive on a lot of things, but not a pushover by any means.
Governor John Carney opposed legalization, but said he was certain Koop would protect the public while setting up the new industry.
I also knew that he's a guy that will listen and really listen, not just listen to go through the motions, but to listen and learn. This was all new to him. He also went right to work finding out what was happening in other states. So I have every confidence that Koop's going to do a good job. He's already demonstrating that.
Koop says the first retail stores will likely open a year from now. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.